shine. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising.
He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and he will reign forever.
A child is born, unto us a son is given,
and the government will be upon his shoulders. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end.
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time on and forever.
A king has been born, a long-awaited monarch has come to claim his kingdom, and like the many generations of eager subjects before us, we gather to herald his arrival.
For this is Christmas, human coronation of divine royalty, heaven come to earth, Emmanuel, God with us.
How we rejoice at his advent, and how we marvel at the mystery of his coming, a sovereign who became a servant.
Relinquishing the eternal for the temporal, exchanging raiments for rags.
And although Jesus came to us as king of all creation, what he desires most is to become king of our hearts.
The heavenly road to this earthly throne began in antiquity. It began with faded inscriptions on sacred parchments and the distant song of a prophet. Hear now, house of David, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
that had become the song of the nations would play out in the tiniest of villages.
But you, Bethlehem, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel.
The story that had been penned by prophets was now inscribed on the hearts of a weary young girl and her anxious attendant.
For the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive.
The story of countless centuries would culminate in a few days' journey, one dark evening, and a moment of miraculous incarnation.
And she will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
The story that began at a throne would end at a manger.
Joseph had come up from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went with Mary, who was pledged to marry him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn.
I know that this world needs you.
King is born. Tonight, a new kingdom begins.
The heavens shout their praise, and the nations answer with rejoicing.
Shepherds join with angels. The sky and earth sing as one.
Glory,
glory,
glory
to
God
in
the
highest.
Praise Him in the highest.
was crowned with a diadem of brilliant heavenly jewels. One star shone above the rest, a pathway of light that led to the Holy Child.
Three magi from an eastern land followed the light to Judea. Once there, they inquired at the court of King Herod concerning where this new ruler might be found. As the magi left for Bethlehem, the threatened monarch requested a report upon their return. "So that I may also go," Herod said, "and worship him."
The star did not fail them, and soon the earthly kings found their way to heaven's king. They bowed down before him, offering their riches and their worship.
Thank you.
the journey was at an end. Divine starlight had led three kings from palaces of worldly wisdom to a child and truth. The journey was at an end, but the story was not over.
Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi traveled back to their country by another route. When Herod realized he'd been outwitted, he became enraged. Terrified that this infant king would usurp his tenuous hold on Judea, Herod ordered all male children under the age of two to be put to death.
Jesus was safe, for Joseph had been warned by an angel to flee to Egypt. But this would not be the last time the kings of the world would try to kill the king of all creation. For a kingdom cannot be ruled by two monarchs, and a man can never serve two masters.
After Herod died, Jesus returned to Nazareth, and in the fullness of time, began his earthly ministry.
As he went about his father's business, he often spoke of his kingdom, but it would not be in ways the world would understand. God's kingdom did not belong to the rich or powerful, but instead to children. Jesus continually threatened those in religious and civil authority, and as before, they conspired to put him to death.
After 3 years of plotting and a week of degrading arrests and trials, Jesus stood before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Once again, holy sovereignty met worldly power, and once again, only one king would emerge victorious. King? To which Jesus replied, "It is as you say, but my kingdom is not of this world."
Then Pilate brought Jesus before a tempestuous crowd and gave them a choice which would forever change the course of humankind.
"What shall I do with this king?" cried Pilate. The people shouted, "We have no king but Caesar."
To the place of the skull called Golgotha, and there between two thieves they crucified him. The wood of the stable of his birth became the cross of his death. Heaven's crown turned to thorns, an angelic court to jeering crowds. A small sign would be fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews."
And before Jesus took his last breath, one of the thieves turned to him and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Took the body and laid it in a tomb. and as the stone was rolled into place, it appeared to a waiting world that a king had been executed and a kingdom forever conquered.
But this was a kingdom which would not be relegated to the darkness. On the third day, light began to dawn. This was a stone which would not seal the dead. On the third day, it rolled away. This was a grave which would not have the final word. On the third day, it was empty. This is a king which could not be vanquished. He did not die. He lives.
And the government will be upon his shoulders.
And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time on and forever.
But who is he in your life? He sits on heaven's throne, but what place does he hold in your heart? The invitation is the same tonight as it was long ago at a manger, at a cross, at an empty tomb. It is the same question Pilate presented to a deafening crowd, and it comes as a still, small voice deep inside each heart. What will you do with this king?
What kind of
So many kings vie for our allegiance in this world. Money, power, pleasure, prestige. But only one king was born to grant us everlasting life, so we might share in the riches of his kingdom and reign with him forever.
This Christmas, as you gaze at familiar portraits and beloved nativities, let your heart ask one question. What child is this, who, laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? Then let heaven itself shout the answer. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. I will make haste to bring him praise and crown him my King of Kings.
Give you, for as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give you? I will give you my heart. Amen.
Shine.
For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
For to reign in us forever.
He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and he will reign forever.
Now thy gracious King.